Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the program where you are in time for another episode of Into the Future, where we get an opportunity to look into the future to see what mankind, if you will, has in store for us. And we get a chance to decide if we like what's in store. We like some of what's in store. We like all of what's in store. We like none of what's in store. We get a chance to decide whether we're afraid about what's in store. We're going to look into that today. We're going to continue to take a look at the whole notion of whether or not artificial intelligence will one day receive souls. Now, let me tell you part of what I'm thinking about here. And I want you, think about this with me. Think this through with me. Let's think this through together. For right now, and we're just going to, give this a moment. For right now, I really don't want you so much to think about, will it happen, as should it happen? Should artificial intelligence, and again, let's so that we're on the same page, not thinking so much about desktops. That could be the case too. It could be desktops. It could be our smartphones, you name it. But let's think just so that we're all definitely on the same page, seeing in our minds the same thing. Let's think about the humanoids, the synthetics. Again, a lot of people call them synths for short. Synths, short for synthetics. Hubots, part human, part robot. Hubots, humanoid, part artificial intelligence, part human. That's where they're getting these names from. So think about that. The artificial intelligence wrapped in a covering that looks like a human body, has a voice that sounds like a human body, etc. Okay, so that's all about artificial intelligence. Should that kind of artificial intelligence eventually be given a soul? So far, we've been talking about whether or not it will be done from a perspective of can it be done. Just for the moment, I want you to think about, should it be done? Should we even be considering even attempting to combine a soul with artificial intelligence? All right, be thinking about that. Before we go further into that discussion, though, I have a song I'd like for you to hear. A lot of you know that we are truly, truly fortunate to have some outstanding composers put together lyrics, put together great music, and we end up with some great songs on a number of genres. And a lot of you have heard the opportunity to hear an outstanding composer and singer and pianist, an award-winning composer, Jeff Baumgartner. Oh, man, and how much more fortunate are we to have him right here in the CSRA with us in North Augusta, South Carolina, Palmetto City in the Palmetto State. He has a new CD entitled Reveal, and the concept of this CD is awesome. As it turns out, the pastor of North Augusta Baptist Church, Dr. Stephen Cutchins, whom a number of you have heard on the program before, tasked Jeff Baumgartner, who is worship pastor at North Augusta Baptist Church, to write some songs that would tie in with the sermons that Dr. Cutchins would be preaching as he preached through the book of Galatians. And so Jeff Baumgartner came up with approximately 14 songs that tied in with some of the key themes in the book of Galatians. I talked with several people who have heard the CD. And the one song that I've heard the most people say is their favorite song is entitled Miles and Miles. I'd like for you to hear that now. Jeff Baumgartner, composer, along with Jonathan Denny and Jill Jones. You're going to hear two voices on here that I think are spectacular. It's going to feature Zach Anderson, who plays guitar and sings. And you heard her on The Voice, Beth Spangler. So here is the song entitled Miles and Miles. Again, a song that a number of people told me is their favorite on this CD.
I've walked this road for miles and miles, wrestling with this heart of mine. But every hill and every trial is teaching me how to climb. It's teaching me how to climb. These weary feet have traveled far, stumbling along the way. Stories told in every scar, it's telling more than words can say. It's telling more than words can say.
Any of you ever been in that place where you knew what you needed to be doing, you knew where you needed to be heading, you knew the course that you needed to be walking, but you chose not to walk it, you chose to leave the course, follow another path, to finally yield and allow the Lord to bring you back to the course that you should never have left? Oh man, I tell you, that can seem like a very, very, very miserable journey for so many people. Not all people. I know some people will get off that path and they love being on the wrong path, the path that leads to where they don't want to end up. But there are a lot of people who get off the path, they know they're off, and they're miserable until they're back on the right course. Written by Jeff Baumgartner, sang by Zach Anderson and Beth Spangler. I tell you what, I love their voices. All right. Hopefully, you'll be encouraged. If, for whatever the reason, you've veered off course, whether you allowed someone to captivate your mind and trick you into leaving the course, or whether you willfully left the course, hopefully you'll be encouraged to get off that long, tedious trek, head back in the right direction. All right. What do you think about it, ladies and gentlemen? Artificial intelligence, let's just say humanoids for today. Humanoids. Humanoids and souls. Do you think that is something that should happen? If you've decided it should happen, why? If you decided that is something that absolutely should not happen, why? Humanoids and souls. All right, we're taking a look at some of the thoughts that a number of people have as we look into the future about this whole idea of artificial intelligence and souls. The souls of artificial intelligence, as BBC shares with us quite a bit about this, what a lot of people are saying. Now, remember the last time we talked about this, we mentioned that there are people who really like the idea of not only having the word soul used as a noun, but also having it used as a verb. And they really like to, in fact, some of them actually prefer to use the word soul as a verb so that we say to soul is to understand, as opposed to just saying to have a soul is to understand. They're saying to soul is to understand that we share certain desires with our fellow humans. And they're basically helping us, at least from their perspective, define soul. Soul to soul is to understand that we share certain desires with our fellow humans, and that it's in our best interest to work collectively to satisfy those desires in ways that promote the maximal amount of human flourishing. Yet there's a mysterious and unnameable source to these desires, and that this source is in some way luring us on collectively to fulfillment. Now, you know what I want to ask? Think about what we talked about the last time that we were on this discussion. And we were talking about the whole notion of community, and we were talking about the individual. And there's no question that there are times when we are taken in the same direction collectively, whether we want to be or not, whether we're aware of it or not. For example, just looking at, I guess you could say, the majority of Americans. I know this will hit other nations too, but just to simplify it, let's just look at America for now. 2007, due to decisions that have been made by a number of our leaders, business leaders and political leaders, we experienced a terrible recession. A terrible recession. It devastated us to the point where, really and truly, we still have not fully recovered from that great recession that was brought on us. And here's the thing. Almost the entire nation was hit with that recession. I say almost the entire nation. Some of the wealthiest were barely impacted by it, but the middle class and the poor took a huge hit. And that's something that happened collectively. The nation as a whole was taken down that dark path of financial devastation, economic devastation. And like I said, many people are still, there are individuals, there are families, there is the nation as a whole still recovering. And largely because we had enough politicians in place to block a number of efforts that could have really given us a strong recovery that we would still be benefiting now from now. They didn't want that to happen, and so they made sure they blocked it. That's something that happened collectively. We were taken down that dark path collectively. A lot of people lost their homes because they were often cajoled, persuaded, pressed into taking out home loans that the people approaching them knew they could not afford, and in many cases, knew they did not even need. Remember, I shared with you that there were people who had paid off their homes, but they had been given, the sales staff had been giving marching orders, you pursue these people anyway, and pressure them into taking out home loans at adjustable rates. People who had paid off their homes found themselves upside down with their mortgages. Paid off their homes and now struggling to stay in their homes because some unscrupulous people gave orders to people underneath them to go after these people. And as it turns out, as so many people have shared with you before, I've mentioned it too, mostly people of color, primarily the black members of the black community, members of the Hispanic community, were targeted and took a huge hit. Now, there's no question that there are white people who were targeted too, but primarily black and Hispanic people, black and Hispanic Americans were targeted. Collectively, they were taken down those roads to mortgage disaster. There's no question that when you look at how life is going, the world will be taken various places collectively. You think about where we'll be headed in the end times. The world is being taken in that direction. But listen, it is also true that that is an individual matter too. Yes, because we all make individual choices as to who will lead us and where we will or will not be led. So try not to get too overwhelmed with this notion as we talk about humanoids and souls, and we talk about the definitions that some are offering us, and they say that the desires that we have lure us on collectively to fulfillment. Know that that is true in many instances, but also know that it is also true that we are drawn individually too. All right, that's the very reason that there are many things that many people will not do, despite the fact that there are people all around them who will do it, who are doing it. All right, humanoids and souls, the souls of artificial intelligence, the souls of humanoids. More on that in just a few as we continue the program that provides so much that we can grasp and use in our lives. Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., 1550 AM The Voice, WTHB.